what we stock here at our store is everything under the sun. A lot of bikes that we sell are primarily used for riding up in Annandale.
Jim Keene is a partner at the Bike Peddler and NorCal Bike Sport in Santa Rosa. The Bike Peddler specializes in high-end mountain bikes, those with several $1,000 price tags.
Here's one of our brands, Ibis. This is a company that got its start in Sonoma County. Really sweet bikes, all carbon fiber manufacturers. This is a bike that is kind of our premier brand.
At any given time, there are about 300 bikes in the store, and all that valuable merchandise hasn't gone unnoticed by thieves.
In just the last year alone, we've had 5 burglary attempts. And the truly sad thing is that the burglaries are going unsolved. So we're pretty frustrated right now. It's costing us a lot of money.
My name is Gary Helfrich, and I am the executive director of Sonoma County Bicycle Coalition. Santa Rosa seems to, unfortunately, be becoming the bike theft capital of the Bay Area.
Bicycle theft is a problem as old as bicycles themselves, says Helfrich. But in the past 2 years, there has been a perceived spike, both in thefts on the street and, in particular, thefts from bike shops. Keene says they're feeling the pressure.
We have to secure our stores so much better than we've had to in the last 5 years.
Hard numbers on the rates of bicycle theft are difficult to come by. The Santa Rosa Police Department doesn't keep such statistics online, and several calls to the department were not returned.
And we really haven't seen a lot of reaction on the part of law enforcement to try and get to the bottom of what's going on.
There is little investigation or follow-up after an initial report is made, Helfrich says. But the problem has been bad enough to catch the attention of some in city government.
I'm Julie Combs. I am a city council member for the city of Santa Rosa, California. Bikes mean business in our city. Bicycles in particular are really driving our local economy and our tourism. You know, the bike business improves health and it improves the environment. Bicycles create more jobs per dollar than most of the other forms of transportation.
Combs and bike shop owners are forming an anti-theft task force to track incidents of theft and swap advice about how to secure and recover bikes. That's a big deal for some because generally these businesses are competitors. Combs says she's willing to be their link to city government.
I hope they can come together with us in Santa Rosa, with our police department, and improve the rate at which we're solving the bicycle theft crimes.
Online sales make it easy for bikes to leave the area, so recovering stolen bikes has become more difficult these days. Santa Rosa bikes are sometimes found in the South Bay or even out of the state. In the hopes of helping owners get their bikes back, Helfrich says the coalition has set up a Facebook page where people can submit pictures, serial numbers.
I mean, all the information that unfortunately law enforcement seems unwilling to take, that information also goes up in the mechanics areas of all the bike shops in Sonoma County. And we have had some recoveries there where somebody, the bike finally breaks down and they bring it to a shop to get fixed and it matches the description and the bike gets recovered.
Back at the Bike Peddler, Keene says he's eager for things to get underway. He's gotten tired of responding to burglary alarms at 3 a.m.
We know we're not imagining this. We're feeling pretty stressed out most days.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Vetten in Santa Rosa.